from high above ringside at T-Mobile Arena in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Friday, April 12, 2024, and this is Vegas Golden Knights hockey. Played toward the middle by Rossi, peeling to the outside. Hartman flings it across. Rossi on the left shoots. Thompson to his right to save. Down to the butterfly, covers the rebound. Marco Rossi, 21 goals for the rookie, second only to Connor Bedard in rookie goal scoring. Keegan Kolesar. Now Kaprizov shoots. Thompson, I think, got a piece of that drive as it went high and wide right. Vegas breaks out. 3-on-1 across the line. Eichel left circle, shoots, and it is behind Fleury. Now it's knocked home. Nicholas Waugh scores. First shot of the game for the Knights is a shorthanded goal. Nicholas Waugh's 12th goal of the season. Vegas has a 1-0 lead 3 minutes into the contest. Eichel through the left circle, opened up, the righty on the left side, feathered it through the crease. It got by Fleury's left pad, but did not go in. Nick Waugh finished it off from the blue ice after it got behind Fleury. Haig picks him up, centering pass off the stick, a backhander, knocked down, it's a loose puck. Thompson sprawled out in the crease, it's under a defenseman, still loose, now it's chipped out of the zone by Eichel. It's going to be an icing, but the Knights will gladly make that trade. Puck comes to the left point. McNabb keeps it in the zone, flings it toward the goal. Fleury leaves it in play. Lost in the skates of Johansson. Theodore cuts it off, floats it left in a circle. Dorofeev scores! Dorofeev puts Vegas on top 2-0. Theodore got the takeaway on the right side. Seam pass left. Dorofeev below the left dot. Sneaks it inside the left post by Fleury. Golden Knights have 2 goals on 3 shots just 6 minutes into the game. Hanifin out high takes the pass. The lefty walks right, looks down the slot, feeds left. Eichel score! Oh, a beauty! Top right corner! Jack Eichel power play goal! 3-0 Golden Knights on 5 shots. 8.5 minutes into the game. Vegas with an offensive outburst, a shorthanded goal, an even strength goal, and now a power play goal. 2 points for Jack Eichel. He's got 30 goals, 35 assists, 65 points. So, again, this from our statistician extraordinaire, Ray Lebeuf. How about this? First 3 goals, an even strength goal, power play goal, shorthanded goal in the opening 10 minutes of a game. That sequence of events has only occurred 13 times in NHL history. Feeds Bogosian right point to Brodin on the left. He shoots, kick save. Left pad stop for Logan Thompson. Haig will rim it behind from McNabb. It connects to him on the near side. And that'll bring it down to 2-1-0. First period in the books. The Golden Knights have a 3-0 lead at 3 goals on their first 4 shots. And they are 40 minutes away from clinching a spot in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Hiya, Jack. Dan Duva here in the radio booth. Thanks for coming by. What'd you make of how your team started today?
Oh, it was good. Obviously, special teams is important, so it was good to see us not only get a kill, get a shorthanded goal, and then going on the power play. So it's a good start. Obviously, we're happy with the lead, and just want to continue to build off it here in the next 20 minutes.
Now, Nicholas Waugh back in the lineup. Tell us what you saw in that setup for Nick. And he's one of the candidates for the team's 7th man award. What's it been like seeing Nick Waugh perform this year?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, he's such a great player. He brings so many different dynamics to our team. Whether it's on the kill or playing in front of the net in the power play, his 5-on-5 game, he can check anybody in the league. And obviously he's so good down low on both ends of the ice. It's great to have him back. Obviously we miss him when he's out of the lineup, and it's good to see him get rewarded there for all his hard work.
Jack, what was your reaction when you found out that Noah had signed an 8-year deal with the Knights?
I was pretty stoked. That's incredible, not only for him, but his family. I've known Noah for a while and known his family for a while. And I know how much work and sacrifice he's put in to get where he is in this position in his career. And obviously growing up with him, we have a special bond. So, it's just unbelievable. And, just to be able to call him my teammate every day and share a locker room with him, that's been a lot of fun so far, last few weeks, and look forward to the future playing with him.
Barbashev once more flings it left. Marchessault gloves it to a stick and shoots. Stick save Fleury. Missed both of his teammates there. Theodore chipped it off the boards. Does not come to center, kept by Middleton. Eriksson-Ek right, Kaprizov shooting. Stick save Logan Thompson. Down to his left. Faber leaves it in play. It's a return pass. He shoots, score. There is a tip in front. A redirect. and Minnesota scores a power play goal. Out in front, it was Murat Husnadinov with the tip for his first NHL goal. Husnadinov coming over from Moscow for the last dozen games. Two assists in his first 12, but there's his first NHL goal in game 13. Tip in on the power play, getting some power play time because of absent players, Zuccarello, Gaudreau, Foligno, and so it's a 3-1 Vegas lead with 12:18 to go in the second period. Stevenson in, drop pass, Hurdle rips it wide right, and a man in front of him forcing that shot wide. Hurdle at the right point, to the left, a drive, kick save, rebound. Dorofeev was tied up, couldn't get to the loose puck, just to his right. Eichel threw it toward the net, but it goes into the corner. Hurdle for Eichel again. Hanifin closing, feeds right to the middle, score! Stevenson to Marchessault. That's a power play goal. 42nd goal for Marchessault. 4-1 Golden Knights. Vegas has two power play goals today. Jonathan Marchessault, 42 goals, and of those, 8 of them with the man advantage. That bumper play works to perfection. Marchessault between the circles took it beautifully on the setup by Stevenson. Marchessault threw all of his weight behind it. He fell over as he shot that puck through Fleury. 3 seconds to go. Knights with the puck. They will kill the clock, and that'll do it. Each side scores in the second period. The margin after two is the same. Knights by 3. Vegas 4, Minnesota 1. Let's go downstairs now and welcome Chandler Stevenson to the broadcast. Hi, Chandler, Dan, and Gary here in the radio booth. First things first, congratulations on the new baby. Tell us all about it.
Awesome. It's really excited. Adding a little girl to the family. It's been a special couple days, and nice to be back with the guys.
And 3 assists to boot here. How's the game going for you?
It's good. It's always nice when you get a little bit of a break. That's just in a season, it's always go. So when you can kind of just be with family and, just kind of thinking about all that and, being at the hospital, supporting my wife and all that, it's obviously just kind of gives you a breath of fresh air. So nice to be back and recharged.
Well, it's real simple here. You got 20 minutes and a 3-goal lead. You win this game and you go to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think, it's closing out games. That's something that, we were really good at last year and haven't been so good at this year. And got 4 games left here to, or 3 in a period, whatever you want to call it, left here to, start closing out those games. So playoffs, it's 1-goal games and, you got to be good at that. So I expect their best.
Here's Hurdle behind for Stevenson. Wide right, coming up through the circle. Feeds White Cloud, he shoots, kick save, Fleury. Rebound loose, a shot, and no! It goes through Fleury for a goal! It's Tomas Hurdle, his first goal as a Knight, and Vegas has a 5-1 lead. The initial shot was stopped by Fleury. There was a long side rebound after the save on White Cloud. Hurdle muscled his way to the puck and fires it inside at the left post. Tomas Hurdle with an impressive effort to get position and then the talent to place the puck just where he needed to. Tomas Hurdle's first goal is a Knight in his 3rd game and his 16th of the year.
Hurdle chewed Fleury up when he was with the Sharks and Fleury was in Vegas, and this is a continuation of that. He's just a big, big man with soft hands around the net, and he's thrilled. He takes his gloves and holds them skyward and takes his fingers and says, "Shower me!" He's thrilled to be a member of the Golden Knights.
Shower me, yes.
With affection.
How does that translate into Czech? Delayed penalty coming up against Vegas. Just now, Fleury gets to the bench. 6th attacker coming on, delayed penalty. That man from the bench gets a shot and a goal. Hartman joins the play and scores low on the long side by Thompson's left pad. Delayed penalty goal from Minnesota, and now a 5-2 Vegas lead with 12:47 to go in the 3rd period. Loose puck comes in front. Oh, a big stop. Hurdle looking for another against Fleury. This time Marc-Andre with a point-blank save. Carlson takes the pass in the slot. Shooting save. Fleury reaches out with his right pad, makes a rebound save. That first bit got him in the mask. He briefly takes his glove off. Centering, Carlson scores! Mantha centering. Marc-Andre Fleury got that shot in the mask. He took his glove off trying to readjust the mask while the play was still going. He got the glove back on, but William Carlson recalibrated before Fleury. Knights have their sixth goal of the game. A four-goal lead with 9:11 to play in regulation. Eichel takes ice, coming up and into the Minnesota zone. Veers left to the middle. Barbashev shot save. Fleury down in the butterfly to his right, stopping Ivan Barbashev. Kolesar has joined the play from the right corner. Kolesar charges behind the goal. Left corner, Kolesar dropped it off for Wash. Shooting, save. Kolesar, rebound, score! Keegan Kolesar marches through the blue ice for a seventh Vegas goal. Clinching a playoff berth in style. 6 minutes to go in regulation. Vegas has opened up a five-goal lead. Kolesar's eighth goal markers in consecutive games. And that will be the exclamation mark on an emphatic Golden Knights victory on home ice. Well, the fans here at T-Mobile Arena know the significance of this moment. Not as sterling a regular season this year as it was last year, but it will all be wiped clean next week when the Stanley Cup playoffs begin. 10 seconds to go. Puck in the Knights' end. Here in season seven, the Vegas Golden Knights are going back to the Stanley Cup playoffs. The title defense will continue into the spring. The Knights' hunt for consecutive cups will commence next week. Vegas defeats Minnesota 7-2. A five-goal win to snap a skid and punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Seven different Vegas goal scorers today. Waugh, Dorofeev, Eichel, Marchessault, Hertl, Carlson, and Kolesar to make a winner out of Logan Thompson, who earns his 24th win in his 41st start. The Knights' 43rd victory of the season is their 25th at home. The Flamingos are on the ice, and the crowd salutes the playoff-bound Vegas Golden Knights.